You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. And this week, Americans got a special look at the previous First Lady, Michelle Obama, or rather, her official portrait.
I'm also thinking about all of the young people, particularly girls and girls of color, who in years ahead will come to this place and they will look up and they will see an image of someone who looks like them hanging on the wall of this great American institution.
That institution is the National Portrait Gallery, where the painting by artist Amy Sherald will live. And just like when she lived in the White House, there's a lot of attention on what Mrs. Obama is wearing in the picture. A dress designed by Michelle Smith, who founded the label Millie.
Well, I was originally contacted by Mrs. Obama's stylist named Meredith Koop.
And she said,
Mrs. Obama may want to wear Millie for her official portrait, and I was so excited. And they already had an idea of the type of dress that they were interested in.
The dress was part of Smith's 2017 spring collection, a breezy, full-length, arm-revealing creation with a black top and a bold graphic print on the skirt. Retail, Smith says, would run about $600. Not cheap, but a lot less than many high-end designers. But Mrs. Obama got the star treatment, starting with sketches.
So from there, I already had Mrs. Obama's measurements from making other styles for her during the presidency. So I made the dress. We went ahead and cut it, sent it to D.C.
And then about 6 months ago, Smith got confirmation that her design would be used for the portrait.
And then I was working so hard, I kind of forgot it was happening.
That was until her publicist called her last week and said,
oh my gosh, they're going to unveil the dress. I was shopping in the Marais. It was the day that I had arrived in Paris. And I just started flipping out in the jean shop, jumping up and down and screaming. And the sales lady was looking at me like I was crazy. But it was a really, really exciting moment because I had just kind of forgotten about it for a while, you know, and then it popped back into my life in the most amazing way.
Tell me about the print in the skirt. I gather that there may be some inspiration from traditional quilts in there?
Yes, the print is it's a geometric print, which mixes rectangles, triangles, and circles. And for me, it's a very modern, forward-thinking print. And some references have been made to the G's Bend quilt and the women of G's Bend, which I think is a beautiful reference and a very poignant reference for the print.
They were African-American quilters.
Yes. There's a small community in Alabama called G's Bend, and these women have been making quilts since slavery. And I believe a lot of the women descended from one particular plantation in the area. Mm. And they passed on their quilt-making tradition for generations. They're really, really beautiful quilts.
What were you trying to convey message-wise with this dress? Or what message do you think it conveys when you see it in the portrait?
I think that the dress really does show the personality of Mrs. Obama. In the dress, when I'm looking at the portrait, it just shows her beauty, her inner beauty, her intelligence, her realness. And yeah, I think that because the dress is made of a simple fabric, but she's in a very regal pose, and you've got this big sort of swath of fabric, that it looks very grand the way that a first lady should. But I do love that touch of realness that is so Mrs. Obama.
Well, what term do you think you would use for kind of Millie's line? You know, she could have chosen Valentino. She could have chosen Derek Lam. She could have chosen a really kind of high-priced couture designer. And yet your line is not that. It's more affordable. What message does that send?
It is. I think perhaps she chose me because I am more affordable and I'm, if you will, a bit more democratic price point. And my clothing is made in the USA. It's made in New York City, which I think is also a really nice point to be wearing an American designer and to be wearing a female designer. I think it's great that the First Lady, her portrait was painted by a woman and she's wearing a dress created by a woman. I think it's a very special thing.
All right, I'm a business reporter. I got to ask you, you know, what you have designed for many high profile clients, and certainly Mrs. Obama has worn your label before, but I'd imagine this is going to be pretty good for business.
I think so. Oh my gosh, I can't believe the press we're receiving on this. I mean, I do believe it because this is the most amazing thing that can happen to a designer. And it's such an honor, but yes, I mean, oh my gosh, I'm receiving a lot of attention. Millie's receiving a lot of attention. It's a really exciting moment, and I'm just so honored. It's hard to speak. I'm so honored.
Michelle Smith is the creative director and founder of Millie, and she designed the dress Michelle Obama is wearing in her recent portrait. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you can see a sketch of the dress on our website, marketplace.org.